At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to another installment of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Really appreciate all of you joining us. And, of course, if you're finding the show via CannabisRadio.com, the Cannabis Radio app for through the iTunes Store and Google Play, and, of course, through all major podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, YouTube Music, among other places, iHeartRadio, it's all there for you. If you haven't subscribed yet, if you haven't rated and reviewed, please do so. We'd really appreciate that. So my guest for the program today, we've had this company on a number of times, going back as far as I've been hosting Blunt Business for some 6 years ago. And that company is the first and leading human capital management company for the cannabis industry. They allow cannabis companies to manage payroll, human resources, timekeeping, scheduling, and tax compliance, and they minimize compliance risks in the ever-changing cannabis regulatory environment. That's why I'm joined with the CEO at Work, and the website is enjoywurk.com. I'm here with their CEO, Deborah Sanneman. Deborah, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, like I said, we've had various people from Work featured on the program, and glad we had have you go and join us here, because it's been a little bit since you've joined on board and you've been with the company, but then moving up into the CEO role. Glad to go and have you on and go and talk about the job market and various things that are going surrounding that. From processing payroll to minimizing compliance issues, Work simplifies management and allows professionals to spend more time elevating their business through innovation, assurance, wisdom, and creativity. That's the mantra. Now, there was a recent announcement that your team put out about a refreshed brand identity, and that, quote, your product team has been capitalizing on the wealth of knowledge within our accumulated cannabis data set for compensation benchmarking. So tell me about the announcement and what really came from that.
One, the brand refresh is really to show how we're continuing to evolve in the industry and be more multidimensional. We have over almost now 10 years have been using our data to be able to help decision makers make better informed decisions about their workforce, about the cost and the value of their benefits, and their total rewards that they're offering their employees. So we're excited to be launching our new cannabis comp benchmarking tool to help assist our clients with making sure that they are able to attract and retain their employees by offering them a very robust total benefits and rewards program.
Now, with that said, when it comes to the data set for compensation benchmarking, one of the things that you could tell me from the data that you've been able to accumulate in those 10 years, the level of growth the industry's had and the possibilities for those that have come into the industry. Obviously, we've seen, you know, in the last 10 years, there have been new programs to go and create recruiting processes or education out there. Is there anything you can tell me about what has been out there for those that have been being brought on board, and what's changed in terms of the recruitment process and being able to go ahead and help and placing great talent on board, or helping, you know, in the whole process for CSHR? You know, what's really changed of those companies you've been working with, and how much have they evolved into more mainstream outfits?
Sure. I think the biggest change that we have seen is a more robust benefits offering. Initially, what we were seeing is just more base compensation. And now, in order to attract and retain quality employees, we're seeing a build out of the different benefits that are being offered by companies. And they could be a lot of different things, discount programs for purchase within their organization. We've seen an increase in the number of benefit offerings in terms of health and life and dental insurance that are being offered. Also, different programs in terms of bonus programs for hitting incentives, especially in the retail space. So what came from a very simplified hourly wage to now a very professional benefits offering, a complete total rewards offering to attract and retain those quality employees.
Do you feel like what's been offered out there in terms of resources or benefits for employees and for those employees to come into the fold and not work into another industry? Because there's the whole aspect of, well, you know, federal legalization has not come into place. And there are, you know, only a set number of states right now with a medical or adult use program. You know, has that really been any deterrence at all for people to go ahead and join and embrace being part of the cannabis industry? I feel like there's going to be, there will definitely be consistency that maybe that companies are already prepared to go to legalization, to be prepared to be into that process. But I mean, are the employees there, is the talent coming in as much as necessary? And are they willing to go and just take the jump and say, well, I'm not going to go to this other conventional industry. I can take my talent, my resources, which might not be anything of a cannabis related degree, but I can work in any industry with what I have. I'm going to take cannabis as my choice.
What I have really seen over the last couple of years is, I think, more stability in the industry. So I think prior to that, there was a hesitation. First, the instability of making sure that those payment transactions and their biweekly pay was there and available to them, and there wasn't any hindrance in order to be paid timely. That has really subsided at this point, and now it is attractive to the other industries because I think there's such growth opportunity. We're seeing people enter this industry and saying, what a growth opportunity to really take the skills that they have learned and apply it to an industry that is so dynamic and has such opportunity, and also just market expansion. So that really, I think, has been the draw of bringing more individuals into the cannabis industry. We're still seeing high levels of turnover, unfortunately, and that's an area of that I think will start to slowly level out, but the turnover numbers still seem to be on the higher end than other industries.
The other thing I would think about is that about how many employees are coming into the industry or they're making their way in because, I mean, if you look enough on social media, there's so much, it feels like a dystopia for those that are in the job market and for saying, okay, trying to get their resume, get it through an AI checker because of how little human input or human oversight is going on with any processes of bringing in new employees, bringing in new talent, to the point of, you know, availability of jobs because, you know, who's paying right now at all and who's actually really offering some real benefits? Because I feel like also the job market's also changed by the employees we have that are coming in and how well equipped they are to going jump into the space.
Yeah, I think the employees coming to the space and with the AI, there is a lot of, you know, what we consider to be knockout questions. So I think really spending time to make sure that you are being showcased appropriately in and on your resume to show the different skills that you have, not necessarily experience, but it is the skill set that they're looking for. So really making sure that AI isn't kind of pre-selecting out individuals just based on some information in a resume, but really giving people opportunity that are, you know, a little bit more analytical and, you know, obviously attention to quality. Those are the kind of things that I think AI cannot always judge by within a resume.
Let's go ahead and move on. And I want to ask you now, get into some of the numbers and some of the issues currently going on in terms of helping cannabis companies right now with what they have in the job market, what's being made available to them to hire, bring on board, and what they're going to do with, you know, the workforce that they have. So your expertise and trusted partnerships to provide guidance on 280E tax law, accounting and compliant banking as part of your services. So we know about cannabis rescheduling. We've talked about that a lot on the program. It's soon to be finalized by the DEA, and we've spoken about the impact it will have on allowing companies to no longer be subjected to the 280E distinction. So that extra money now, that's going to be reinvested. And, you know, we've talked a lot about, well, does that go back to the employees? Does that go back into technology? Does it get, go back into, you know, other investments? Or do they pocket it? Whatever it could be. I want to get your take on the immediate impact that will be great when this happens and how soon companies can take advantage of that. Where do you see from your perspective?
So we really see that if and when this does happen, it will give, I think it's going to be spread across many of those different areas. I think first is going to be an investment back into the business, be able to do a little bit more in terms of learning and development and training, but also the opportunity to maybe gain some additional efficiencies and more values and benefits for their current population to continue to retain them. Because it's just always seems to be a struggle in terms of that turnover number. So I think that by 280E and rescheduling, it is really going to have an influx of cash back into the organizations. And I think that it is going to be dispersed over a couple of different areas.
And I also think along with that, if there is a way of kind of ratioing out whatever that reinvestment can be in, I definitely think bringing back to the employees and giving back to them and helping them bolster their, you know, being encouraged by the fact that, you know, the company's really standing behind them and they're showing this real token of appreciation for what they're doing. I think also you got to take into effect, in my opinion, that quality control and compliance, that those issues got to be taken into. And I think what you're talking about when it comes to training, and I think actually if you could do something where you have more staffing that can be brought in terms of a compliance issue would also greatly benefit. I don't know how much of that it goes in, but I want to ask you about that too as well, about how many jobs are being put out there. If there's enough emphasis now within companies you work with, how much do they really go ahead and save it? Like if it's a percentage, how much are they really focusing on compliance employment?
I think that is an area where there needs to be more investment.
Right.
The continual learning and development in the compliance space, there can't be enough emphasis on. We've seen an increase in the desire to have formalized training programs, cannabis-specific content, and a complete learning and development program that's not just a one-time as the employee joins the organization. Yes, there's a piece of that in terms of onboarding, but we're seeing a need from our clients to have full learning and development programs where over like every 3 months, they're taking additional courses in terms to make sure that their teams are in compliance.
I'm here with Deborah Sandeman here, CEO at Work. Again, website is enjoywork.com. We'll talk more about what they're doing in terms of services a little bit later on. But coming up after the break, I want to go ahead and ask you about some recent jobs numbers and some recent information on salaries that have been going on right now in the industry, just to get your take on. And it's a lot of good news out there, a lot of good numbers. We're going to share those right now with Deborah. Coming up after a short break, stay with us.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Deborah Sandeman, CEO at Work. And before the break, I mentioned we were going to go and talk about some recent promising and very positive numbers in terms of jobs and salaries within the cannabis industry. First of all, a recent report that stated that America's cannabis industry now supports 440,445 full-time jobs, a 5% gain over last year. And the increase in full-time equivalent jobs is supported by the $28.8 billion worth of legal cannabis products sold in 2023. That's an increase of $2.7 billion over the previous year. So, I mean, obviously that can be attributed to the fact we have new states that are greenlit for adult use or medical use in those various states. And, you know, then also just growth within already states that have been established. So talk to me, Deborah, about the resilience of the industry compared to what other sectors are doing that are tackling, say, AI integration, massive cutbacks and layoffs, like other major industries. You know, they're not doing so well with the market, but cannabis has been resilient through various things. We've talked about essential services during the pandemic. But even then after that, it's already been 4 years removed. The industry is doing really well, and not many other industries can say that.
Yes, I think hopefully what we will continue to see is that steady growth in terms of the number of jobs and positions that are available. I think with brand expansion, we're also seeing a need for increased number of jobs and opportunities.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Opportunities that are out there.
Now, when I also look at the jobs, then there's the salaries. So there's a report from Force Brands. They're shedding light on the remuneration landscape within the cannabis industry. And CEOs at major cannabis companies earning right now an average of $416,240 annually. That's which is 10 times more than the mid-level managers. So in that case, that's, you know, it is a pretty wide gap between the fact that if it, you know, that means under to what the subtract, you know, 10 times off of that. So the $40,000 to $50,000 range for mid-level managers. And they also talk about the fact that anticipating potential delays in federal legalization, recruiters are actively seeking hyper-relevant candidates from outside the cannabis domain, individuals capable of aligning with a core cannabis culture while applying best practices from more traditional consumer industries. And they look at other areas where the largest three-year salary increases have been from vice president of fulfillment, master grower, controller, brand manager, and B2B sales manager. They've had substantial salary increases. Those are the jobs that have been, you know, more pliable. And, you know, if people are looking to go and get to a bigger salary, they're looking at these other jobs in the space. But again, mid-level, there's quite a bit of a gap. So what about in the recruitment and placement process here that you've seen in terms of what companies have been able to offer? You know, have you seen where, I mean, do you feel like the gap could be narrowed down somewhat? Do you feel like it's pretty much where it should be?
I think right now it is finding from other industries of really bringing that expertise into this area. So while I think that gap is larger now, I do see that gap being closed over the next couple of years. I really think it's just really the attracting into the market, and then you'll see that get a little bit smaller over time.
Now, I make the distinction about when I look at those numbers between mid-level managers and what CEOs make. But still, if you look at the millions of dollars and the work compensation bonuses and all that all of the CEOs are making, you know, out of what is being made within those said companies, they're not making anything close to what their counterparts are in mainstream industries. And I wanted to ask a two-pronged question. What do you think about the fact of where CEOs are coming into the space, knowing that they're not going to go ahead and make the kind of, you know, expansive, you know, exponential levels of salaries that they can make in other mainstream industries? And does that kind of hold certain companies from getting the kind of CEOs they could really get? Does that money, is that a bit of a thing where the money structure and the lack of money that's going to be out there for a CEO, does that deter certain people that could be a great CEO for a company? Is that going to be something that's going to keep them away from taking that position?
I don't believe that it will. I think that, and as we all know in cannabis, there is a lot on the horizon and there's a lot of potential. So I think the ideal CEO is not thinking more in the short term, but in the long term, in terms of what that opportunity could be. And they're structuring their compensation packages for that opportunity and that potential growth. So I think that it will start to level out as, you know, there is rescheduling. I think we'll see that being available. And I think you'll see people are really outside of the cannabis industry. There's so much skill and expertise that will just help further the industry. And sometimes that is also something that is very attractive coming in from outside of this industry.
And one other area I'd also notice that from your team's website, you referenced a story that came up about the fact about remote jobs that are being much more available. And a lot of the jobs that, for companies that hire for work from home, you know, we know that a lot of companies, they've had a struggle with getting people back to the office. If that office environment is going to be something that will still kind of thrive once again, unless it's being forced by a company. What do you see about that right now in terms of, can that get turned back around? Can they go ahead and flip everything back around to where it was in 2019, where the office environment, the collaboration in person, can that be brought back? Is that something that companies are really kind of worried about right now, and how much that affects what they're able to go and do?
I don't believe that it will go back to a pre-pandemic in terms of 100% in office and collaboration. I think people are getting creative in terms of how they collaborate. And what I think that people realized more than anything was how successful and how productive they can be in more of a hybrid environment. At work, we are about 95% a remote organization. We have some functions that, you know, requires us in terms of having some of our team members in the office. But we try to balance that, giving people the opportunity, creating opportunities for collaboration across the country at different times during the year. And also in how we work in terms of our leadership team. So I think it requires more focus on great communication. But collaboration and doing one different days, areas and opportunities where people can learn from each other. I think we'll continue to see a hybrid and a blend of where you can have that balance, work-life balance without having to be in an office 5 days a week.
We're going to come on back. I got another questions for you real quick. You had a recent interview with Cannabis Business Executive. And talking about the fact of how, you know, a major company that dealt with payroll issues for the cannabis industry, and as for a lot of other industries, dropped out roughly about a year and a couple of months ago. And what has changed to go ahead and fill the void? You were asked about that. We're going to go ahead and ask about that with you. Deborah Sandeman, CEO of Work, is with me here on Blunt Business. And back with final questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
We're in the home stretch. I'm here on Blunt Business with Deborah Sandeman, CEO at Work. Website is enjoywurk.com. And you recently sat down with Cannabis Business Executive, and you were asked about the Paychex decision, PAYCHEX, major payroll company, announcing last year that it would no longer work with cannabis companies, and many companies were left high and dry as a result. You told them, quote, Paychex lost their banking partner that supported the cannabis business and a lot of generalist payroll companies. They don't have the banking partners and relationships. And, you know, went on to say that they didn't have banking redundancy. And at that point, it wasn't really worth the risk for them to continue the industry in this industry. It doesn't mean that they might not enter the market later, but right now it just didn't make the sense to them due to the climate of the banking networks. So as we talked about already, rescheduling, if we see the rescheduling is going to come into play, we know what it's going to do from an accounting standpoint. Could it make any changes from a bank role standpoint? You know, what people might perceive of cannabis now being scheduled to Schedule 3. You know, has anybody really stepped in to fill that void for these companies that are working, you know, with, that might be clients of yours? And do you see any payroll companies that are going to answer the call? They might have found their own banking partners and they can go ahead and come in and take the place.
So with the Paychex exit, I think it was really a wake-up call to the industry of the focus and how critical compliance is in this area and banking redundancy. At Work, we continue to do our due diligence and continue to expand out our banking relationships. to really meet the need of our clients in their expansion into and many different states. We have not seen really any other payroll companies kind of enter the space if they haven't already been in it. What I would caution other providers is to really make sure the worst thing that can happen in this industry is to have another paycheck situation, to have them be in the market for a year or two and then have that stability removed and not giving an opportunity for them to find another provider in, you know, paychecks. It was a 30-day notification. That's very disruptive, very stressful already on these organizations to have to move and change over all of their processes and make sure that it is, you know, pretty seamless to the employee. So we haven't seen any other companies. I think that rescheduling gets us a step closer, right. But until there is banking reform, which is even further off, I don't see anyone else wanting to really get into this space and be able to continue to have that redundancy that is so critical for this industry.
But in the meantime, for those that are looking to try to find their way into switching payroll providers and helping in that conversation, that is something that work can do. That's where I want to go to the website, enjoywurk.com. One of the first things I see prompted up is looking to switch payroll providers, and you offer that service. Go ahead and talk real quickly about what you're able to do with work in terms of that, and really just take us into a broader sense of what the scope of services that you're able to go and provide, that you're really looking to go ahead and talk to our listeners to go ahead and reach out and have them reach out to you.
So we are a full human capital management platform with our expertise and specialty being focused exclusively on the cannabis industry. So we understand the challenges of the compliance challenges. Also, we have partnered with select partners who understand the industry and the nuances. That is really where our expertise comes into play, understanding all of the challenges of 280E reporting while it still exists, and also with all of our timekeeping, scheduling software, focusing more recently on the learning and development side of things with very cannabis-specific content to help onboard employees and also help the employees remain compliant in terms of what they're doing on their day-to-day job responsibilities.
So wonderful. I love what you've been able to go and do. Again, 10 years plus in the industry where work has been really there and just been has been a stalwart when it comes to these areas, when it comes to hiring, human resources, scheduling, timing, timekeeping, payroll, various other data services, various other, again, as human capital management. It's really wonderful what your team's been able to do all these years and continue to go ahead and go forward. So for those that want to go ahead and reach out to your team to work on all this, obviously, you know, you and your team are well-minded and well-experienced and well-read in what's going on right now in terms of the job market, when it comes to human resources and various things that any cannabis, good self-standing cannabis company could really utilize from a team like yours. You know, what should they be doing right now to go and reach out to you? You know, where should they go and sign up? And, you know, what would you like them to go and make sure they have in front of them before they go and reach out to you?
Sure. You know, for us, we're really here to help guide them through this process. Act as a expert and as a trusted advisor to organizations, making sure they're asking the right questions of their providers. I think so many times that is something that is overlooked. They're looking at more functionality than asking the right questions on how and when the funds will be moved from the organization into their employee accounts, what happens in the risk of failures. And so what I would suggest is have a conversation with our team. Our team is here to, again, be that trusted advisor, help in guidance, and help them find a solution that is best for their organization. We can tailor solutions and customize them for a need of an organization that is continuing to grow. We want to grow with and help support these organizations so that they are able to scale.
Fantastic. Really appreciate you taking time out to talk with us, Deborah, and sharing what everything's going on right now in terms of the job market and what your team's doing at work. Again, the website is enjoywurk.com. Again, Deborah Sandeman, CEO at Work. Thank you again for joining us here on Blunt Business. Really appreciate you taking time out.
It was great talking to you today.
And listeners, again, we always appreciate you joining us here on the program. Come back and join us for another edition next week. We'll talk to you next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.